You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Francis greeted members of the Padre Pio prayer groups on Saturday who were here in Rome to venerate the relics of the great saint, which have been translated to St. Peter's Basilica and are there exposed for veneration by the faithful in connection with the ongoing extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. St. Pius of Pietralcino, or San Padre Pio as he is popularly known around the world, was a Capuchin friar with a worldwide reputation during his earthly life as a mystic and a miracle worker, who was also a tireless confessor and laborer in favor of the poor and downtrodden. It is in connection with efforts to renew appreciation of and rekindle love for the sacrament of penance or reconciliation that Pope Francis has asked that the relics of St. Padre Pio be brought to Rome, together with those of another great Capuchin confessor, St. Leopold Mandich.
Che Padre Pio è stato un servitore della misericordia.
In remarks prepared for the occasion of the prayer group's visit, Pope Francis reflected that St. Pius became, through the ministry of confession, a living caress of the Father who heals the wounds of sin and restores the heart with peace. St. Pius never tired of welcoming persons and listening to them, never tired of passing time and energy to spread the scent of the Lord's pardon, he said. The Padre Pio prayer groups were founded in the mid-20th century by the saint himself and are present in virtually every Italian region and in scores of countries around the world. And Pope Francis thanked the many of their number who had made the trip to Rome for the occasion, saying that prayer is the greatest strength of the Church and that we must never let go of the habit of prayer since the Church bears fruit only if she does as Our Lady and the Apostles, who were persevering with one mind in prayer.
Perché la Chiesa porta frutto se fa come la Madonna e gli Apostoli, che erano perseveranti e concordi nella preghiera.
Pope Francis encouraged the participants to continue in their imitation of Padre Pio as apostles of prayer and as helpers of the sick and needy, and thus to continue to give example of the great love that builds up the Church when Christians take and practice seriously the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.